passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's version of the Dr. Kevin Show. And, you know, this week we are going to be doing a crossover between an interview and a healing. There's a real call for healing to be going out into the world these days, and there's a lot of people and a lot of things that are going on. I'll be introducing tonight's guest in just a minute. But as always, I first of all want to remind you that this is a live call-in show, so you can call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. I'm actually doing this show as I am doing my version of social distancing, which is I'm walking in the woods where all there are trees, and they are not contagious. Actually, they're quite meditative and quite healing. So you're going to have a Dr. Kevin show on the walk, on the fly. Well, I'm breathing fresh air, getting sunlight before I have to start hiding from the, run into your house and stay scared for the next 2, 3 weeks or a month or whatever comes down the road. But I do want to start this with a positive story that I just saw. And, you know, as we know, I always like to start the Dr. Kevin show with something that either, warms the cockles of my heart or gets me hot under the collar. It's my hot topic. And today it is warming the cockles of my heart. The healthcare group union found a place that had 39 million masks that they're going to start distributing out to healthcare workers and hospitals. And they're going to continue to produce more. And they found a second place that had 20 million masks. Now, that's not going to eliminate completely the shortage, but it is sure going to help. And I think it's very important that we focus on the positive, on the good stuff, and that we make sure that we share that there are those people out there that are looking at this, taking it seriously, and also doing good things and finding good things to do. And it makes all the difference in the world. And so I wanted to start the show by sharing that story, which had come up on my newsfeed just before the show. I think that's wonderful. And part of what I wanted to also do originally was I wanted to read something that had been forwarded to me that I thought was particularly powerful. And so I'm going to share it on air. I do have it on my Dr. Kevin fan book face page, where you can also find tonight's show if you want to leave comments there. But the CDC had recommended hospital staff use bandanas when mask runs out. And hospitals are asking the public to sew masks. And here is a physician responding. Please don't tell me that in the world's richest country in the world in the 21st century, I'm supposed to work in a fictionalized Soviet area disaster zone and fashion my own face mask out of cloth because other Americans hoard supplies for personal use and so-called leaders sit around in meetings hearing themselves talk. I ran to a bedside the other day to intubate a crashing, likely COVID patient. Two respiratory therapists and two nurses were already at the bedside. That's 5 N95 masks, 5 gowns, 5 face shields, 10 gloves for one patient at one time. I saw probably 15 to 20 patients that shift. If we're going to start rationing supplies, what percentage should I wear precautions for? Make no mistakes, the CDC is loosening their guidelines because our country is not prepared. Loosening guidelines increases healthcare workers' risk. But the decision is done to allow us to keep working, not to keep us safe. It is done for the public benefit, so I can continue to work no matter the personal cost to me or my family and my healthcare family. Sending healthcare workers to the front line, asking them to cover their face with a bandana, is akin to sending a soldier to the front lines in a T-shirt and flip-flops. I don't want talk. I don't want assurances. I want action. I want boxes of N95s piling up donated from the people who hoarded them. I want non-clinical administrators in the hospital lining up in the ER asking if they can stock shelves to make sure that when I need to rush into a room, the drawer of PPE equipment I open isn't empty. I want them showing up in the ER asking how can I help instead of offering shallow plans conceived by someone who has spent far too long in an ivory tower and not long enough in the trenches. Maybe they should actually step foot in the trenches. I want $1 billion companies like 3M halting all production of any product that isn't PPE to focus on PPE manufacturing. I want companies like Amazon with its logistic mastery. You can drop a package to your door less than 24 hours after ordering it, halting its two-day delivery of 12 reams of toilet paper to whoever is willing to pay the most in order to help the available PPE supply distributed fast and efficiently, and in a manner that gets the necessary materials to my brothers and sisters in arms who need them. I want Procter & Gamble, the makers of other soaps and detergents, stepping up too. We need detergents to clean scrubs, hospital linens, and gowns. We need disinfectant wipes to clean desks and computer services. What about plastic manufacturers? Plastic gowns aren't some high-tech device. They are long shirt smocks made out of plastic. Get on it. Face shields are just clear plastic. Nitrile gloves, yes. They're pretty much just gloves made from something that isn't apparently latex. Let's go. Money talks in this country. Executive millionaires, why don't you spend a few bucks to buy back some of these masks from the hoarders and drop them off at the nearest hospital? I love biotechnology and research, but we need to divert viral culture media for COVID testing and research. We need biotechnology manufacturing ready and able to ramp up if and when treatments or vaccines are developed. Our Botox supply isn't critical. Our antibiotic supply is. We need to be able to make more plastic ET tubes, not more silicone breast implants. Let's see all that. Then we can all talk about how we played our part in this fight. Netflix and chill is not enough while my family and friends and colleagues are out there fighting. Our country won two world wars because the entire country mobilized. We outproduced and we outmanufactured while our soldiers outfought the enemy. We need to do that again because make no mistake, we are at war. Healthcare workers are your soldiers and the war has just begun. I found that particularly powerful from somebody who's on the front lines. And every day we all hear of some of the decisions that are being made and yet I watch as somebody fights or makes a fuss or whines that they're stuck in the house. And not that I don't have that moment myself where I would like to. And I'm outside walking somewhere where there's no people around, literally. It's a ghost town. I chose my spot specifically so that I could be respectful. But we have to see and treat this like it is. And we have to unify. We have to come together. We have to stop making this a political ball that gets kicked around. We need everyone in places of responsibility to step up and take responsibility. And even say, I screwed up, but this is what we can do. And let's do this now. We need to stop spending so much time trying to figure out how to spin the message and how to wrangle something at a time of desperate need. It has never been clearer how out of touch Washington is with the average person who's down here worried about food or mortgage or death or the death of a loved one or a parent. So, but again, 39 million masks were just found, and another 20 as well. And more are going in production. And we are Americans, and we will do what we always do at the end of the day. But that means we have to stop taking an us and them mentality. The us is U.S., it's the United States, and it's the greater world. And now I shall step off my soapbox. I will introduce my tonight's guest, with a guest and a fellow practitioner and an old friend. And I'm not going to ask her what she thinks because she hates it when I ask her that question. She dodged it on the last show. She goes, I don't think you talk like those kind of things. Don't do that to me. So I'm not even going to ask her. What I am going to say is that Cheryl and the work that she's doing now is powerful and it's helpful and it's healing. And I'm going to let her introduce it and what she's doing. You would know her as the sound bath lady. You would know her because of the bells and the gongs. And she has moved yet into another place where she can bring more love and healing into the world. Cheryl, fill us in.
Hello, Kevin. It's so nice to be here with you. I haven't seen you. I love you. How are you?
You know, I'm blessed, and I'm going to tell you, and thank you for asking. I'm going to tell you, and I had this conversation with my husband Jeff last night, and I said, for everything that's going on, I just want us to stop for a second and remind ourselves how blessed we are.
Absolutely, I agree, 100%.
And I said, we're blessed. When it was time to make sure that we had plenty of everything, I was able to go out and stock up on a few things, not hoard, but stock up on things prudently.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I can still do a lot of my work and help people. He can do what he needs to be doing in the world right now and has the support to do that. We don't have to worry that our mortgage is not going to get paid or that we're going to run out of food. Neither one of us is sick, and none of our close loved ones are sick. And so I said, with all the craziness and the stress that both of us feel all around us and sometimes feel within us, because you can't avoid it all, we just have to take a deep breath, I said, and we have to remember how blessed we are.
You know, I have to agree with you, and I say that more often than not. You know, we have to look at what we have, not what we have not. That is really so important, what you said. It's really important to look at what you do have, not what you think you don't have. It's crazy. We are very, very blessed, especially in this country, for one thing, but we are very, very blessed. And I say that every day. Go ahead.
Now, you know, I think that more than ever, and I've talked about this on the show, and you and I have talked about this on multiple occasions, about gratitude work. In these times, it is essential for your mental and emotional health to do gratitude work every day.
What were you gonna say? I have to agree with that. And, you know, it's funny that you're saying that. I mean, I have great gratitude for everything that's going on. I mean, and I'm just going to give you a quick synopsis. And you and I have talked about this before, but, you know, I have dropped my hours from 6 days a week working in an office to 2 days a week for my business. But I do a tremendous amount of remote distance healing work with the work that I'm doing and have switched it up to the Emotion Code by Dr. Brad Nelson. And it's, I'm telling you, taking the world by storm. It's amazing. He's been offering this now for 30 years. He actually brought this to us. It's a very powerful tool that was actually brought through this vibration for us to help us. And it is everything that I could have ever thought about. I mean, I've been in the metaphysical field for 22 years, and I've not seen another one that is this effective, this quick turnaround. It's utterly amazing. It's very similar to kinesiology with muscle testing, but we use magnets to release the trapped emotion that's stuck in the body. Once we use the flow chart and find where the trapped emotion is in the body and what organ has been disrupted by it, then we use the magnets. The magnets are amazingly powerful carriers of intention. I mean, that's why I started doing the live Facebook samples for free for people to come on, and I will release three trapped emotions from their body. And even just from those three, they're calling in from all over the country. I'm releasing just three. And between a level of 1 and 10, 10 being the worst, I'm getting people going from 8 to 3. with either pain level or emotional distress level dropping immediately. It's so quick. It's just fantastic. But before we get into that, I want to just tell you, I did do a meditation this week recently, and my spirit team came through to tell me, because I asked a specific question. I'm always asking questions, and we're going to talk about my book, as you said, and this, all of this stuff is in the book. I asked a bazillion questions, and that's in the book, question after question, question and answers with my spirit team, because I'm clairaudient. I can hear them. And I asked, you know, is the situation that we find ourselves now in globally with the corona, is this going to get worse? What is this about? Can you help me understand this a little bit? And this is the answer. Divine child. That's how they always address me. Divine child. This is an assist in the awakening. People are now more aware to take care of the self and each other. And I have to agree with that, because the awakening has been ongoing since 2012, is when the really hard push started to be really felt. But it's been ongoing for the last 70 years, the awakening. Started 70 years ago, or ish, 70-ish. But 2012 is when it started to really make its impact. And now we're just going to get more waves and more waves of the awakening and helping to wake people up out of the slumber of not being aware that there's more to us than just what's in front of us.
And I want to thank you for sharing that message. I know that we're going to be going on break in a minute, but and when we get back, I'm actually going to share a message, a couple of messages that I got as well. But I think that's so important. And I'm hearing that music coming in, and we will important you even more when you return here to the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. Remember, this is a live call-in show as always, so you can call in at 202-570-7057. We have Cheryl on, and she's talking about emotional code. And Cheryl, I want to make sure, and we want to make sure we get to your book, because I know you have a book out. We want to talk about emotional code, and you're going to do an emotional code healing for me right here on the air.
Absolutely.
But you talked about a message that you shared that, you know, this was to help with the awakening. It was help to move things along and an assist. And, you know, I think you're aware of that I used to, for years, for 18 years, on a very regular basis, I would do evenings of trance channeling. And I would have lots of different entities come through. And I stopped almost 10 years ago. I said, that's it. Mm-hmm. Too much wear and tear on the body. Too much of my life goes away when I'm in trance. I'm not doing it anymore. In the last few weeks, I keep on getting asked to do an evening of trance channeling again.
Really?
And so I have agreed to do it. I'm going to do an online trance channeling.
Oh, nice.
And I have two special guests that are coming in to talk about what's going on now and why. And interestingly, one is Hecate and one is Lilith.
Oh, okay. Are those the channels? Are those the channelers?
Yep.
Oh.
Those are the entities I'm channeling.
Yeah,
among others, I'm sure. Because in an evening of trance channeling, I usually do 3 to 5. But both Hecate and Lilith want to come through and talk about the transition into the age of the goddess.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I've agreed to do it. And I'm going to, again, I'm going to post this on the timeline under tonight's show. And you can always come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and all my events are there. But yes, I'm being dragged out of retirement because they are really insistent that they need to get these messages up. It's going to be on 6:30. I think it's April 10th, Friday night. I'm going to post it on. I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff online. I'm moving it all over the last couple of days. It's been a blur. But I think it's April 10th, 6:30 at night. It's I'm going to be putting the link out everywhere for people that want to come to it. But so let's start with so tell us the name of your book.
Name of the book is A Change in Perception. Divinely inspired by something greater than myself that connects us all. And my spirit team worked with me for about 3 years putting this together, and they told me this is going to be very instrumental in helping people think outside of the box and help move people. It's going to help educate people. And their words directly are, this book will help many.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So it
was inspired for that reason, to help educate and inspire people.
And can you tell me, so what I want you to do is I want to make sure under tonight's show, which is pinned to the top of facebook.com/mydrkevin. I know you're a fan of my page, but under tonight's show, make sure you post the link where people can go and get the book. Because if you post the link, people will go and hit the link, and then they can get the book. If you can repeat it, you can say it on air if you want. But you know what? People are link addicts these days.
Oh yeah, most definitely. And it's simpler. They just click the link. I can definitely say it, but it's simpler. Yeah. There's a link, and I can give you two pieces of information with that. Where people are link addicts, I get it, because it's just simpler. I'm going to add the link to your page for sure, but they can go to my website. And if they click on the book, a link will appear that they can click on, and they can read an excerpt or order whatever they want to do. But they can at least read an excerpt from it before they order it. So that might be helpful to them too.
Yep, and make sure you put your website under another comment line. So put the link to the book, put your website down, put all of those things down. And so that. Because, you know, this show will play 6 more times and then will be archived as a podcast. Okay. So we want people to be able to go and find it and experience it. So can you share one thing from the book? Just anything. Okay. Can you share one idea, one thought, one thing that will help lift our listeners up tonight and give them a little bit of illumination or hope or inspire them in these times that seem to be so heavy?
You know what? I was actually skimming through the book this afternoon just for that, just so I could see if I could find something that would be enlightening to help people. And I highlighted a couple of things, and I'm going to read something to you, if you're okay with that.
That's what I asked for.
What's that?
I said, that's what I asked for. Go for it,
okay.
Baby.
Yeah, so I think this will help people. So let me just find it. I highlighted it. Let me just find it very quickly. Hang on here. I'm almost there. Okay, here it is. Okay, so this is an interesting thing, so that people understand when we leave the earth plane, we don't go anywhere. We just slip into another vibration. We unzip the human suit that we're wearing, and we just slip into another vibration. That's it. We don't go anywhere. We don't go far, far away. We just slip into another frequency. So let me just read this excerpt for you and the viewing audience or the listening audience about what took place when my mother and father are always talking to each other. My dad comes to me all the time because he's part of my soul group. Let me just give you a little insight on that. We all have one, and there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of light beings, spirit beings, spirit guides, ascended masters, archangels, you name it. There's all of those and more that guide us every single day, the day that we enter the earth plane until the day we leave the earth plane. Some come in, some go out, but there's thousands of them working with us every day. So I asked my dad during a meditation, because he crossed over 2 years ago, and his message to me, at least what initially was, it was years. There's no timeline on their side. We live in linear time. So I asked him a bunch of questions. So let me just read a couple of questions to you. Dad, what's it like? Was it different than you thought when you left? Because when he left, he was in the hospital, and he just left that way. He never came home. Were you surrounded by a bubble of white light, light beings? What was it like? How did it feel? He said to me, actually, in your timeline, I was asleep for many years, but here there is no time. So it was almost immediate. It was very peaceful. I had many beings around me. Once I was fully awake, there was more learning to go through. It's a little bit like going to school on your side, but more relaxed. So I said, okay, Dad, that's great. Dad, did you see a tunnel or anything like that? Because that's what we hear about so much. And he said, no, I didn't see a tunnel. I just went to sleep and woke up with all these beautiful beings of light around me. Some were very tall, some were not. They were all in white color. They were actually glowing. He said, I learned many things since I left there. They tell me that you requested to come through this time to help. So as we slip to something else, let's see, what else did he say? I wanted to talk about him and my mother talk to each other on a regular basis. Because when you're in dementia, I don't know if I've mentioned this to my viewing audience before, your viewing audience, you and I have talked about it. My mother has dementia. I am her full-time caretaker. And this is what they wanted me to say about what's going on with my mother and father. They slip back and forth when they're in dementia. They slip back and forth from the three-dimensional plane to the fifth and back again. And your mother and father have communicated with each other often. Your mother is often in the fifth dimension frequency with him, and they communicate constantly. So this is their message from Spirit Team, Divine Child of God. This is a very interesting point, and one that should be included in the book. It's important to note that when one has been diagnosed with dementia, one is very close to the other side. Many can hear and see the other side on a conscious level. As we continue, most coming through now have requested to go out like this. There are extraneous circumstances they are not going to be able to handle and have elected to go out in this way. They are going through life cycles, and their life cycle has to complete before they leave. So as you know, your mother visits your father often now. She has been with him on many occasions. Their love for each other transcends time. They have been together many times. The love they feel for each other is strong. When it's time for her to leave, she will leave peacefully. Your mother and father are calling each other. They will see each other again, dear heart. As we close, we will speak to you again soon. So I just thought that that might be very uplifting to know that when we leave, we don't go far, number one. And number two, everybody that we knew on this plane, when they leave, they're still part of us. They're still around us. But when they try to contact us, we get a busy signal, or they get a busy signal, because we're too busy being in the three-dimensional plane, linear time. So I thought that would be very fascinating to people, that when we leave, we don't go very far, and we can still communicate. And my mother and father are still doing that, especially people that have dementia or Alzheimer's. They are skirting the other side all the time. That's why they act kind of funny on this side, because they're always back and forth on the other side in the fifth dimension, which is only love and peace. That's it, and compassion. That's it. That's what the fifth dimension is.
So I think that
I'm sorry, go ahead, honey.
I was going to say, I know there are many people out there that will find comfort and solace in this, and especially in a time when we're having all of this, all of these deaths and all of this going on, to have this feeling of
connectedness,
you know, of connectedness versus, you know, oftentimes many people are raised with a you know, that judgment's going to happen, or there's retribution, or there is all
the
of that negative stuff. Yep.
Yeah. Brainwash.
So I want to.
That's all they knew, though. They didn't have a choice.
Yep. I want to thank you for sharing that part. And the name of the book again is?
A Change in Perception.
Okay.
And there's an image of a woman's face on the cover of it, with just a shadow of a woman's face on the cover of it. And then in the brain area is clouds of what looks like the illusion of the other side. It's a beautiful image on the cover.
Well, and so, you know, and she's going to post that link. And is there someplace you want to send them to get it?
Sure.
I mean, I know you're going to post it on the thing, but is there also somewhere you want to get it?
A couple of places. You can go to my website, energyworkstudio.com, click on the book. When the link opens, click on the link. That is through Balboa Press. They set this link up for me. You can order it directly through Balboa Press when you click that link. You can read an excerpt. You can order the book through that, or you can order it direct if you want to go. Instead of going to my website, you can go to changeinperception.com. You can go there. It's the same thing. It's going to bring you to that same place. Or you can order it on Amazon.
Okay.
And also in Barnes & Noble.
Great.
Yep.
So,
and I'm going to have a book signing in April and May at the three Barnes & Nobles in the New Hampshire area, Manchester, Portsmouth, and Salem. So they'll be posting for that.
Well, April may not happen because I was sent a message when the after we started the show from somebody that I had an appointment saying that they just closed down everything in New Hampshire until May 6th, unless it's an essential service.
Oh, I thought it was April 6th. Okay, I just heard that too.
Yeah, I'll have to check. by the person that let me know, because I had they had an appointment with me. I had an appointment with them, actually. Let me know, said that. And I verified when we were on break. I texted, I said, May 6th? She said May 6th, but I don't know. I'm on air, so I don't know. But that came in as we were starting the show. So
no problem.
But I'm sure it would get rebooked.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna let you. So what else would you like to share about the emotional code before you start this healing process on me, which we'll do in the last segment? Talk a little bit about the emotional code. Like, so tell me, if I was coming in for an emotional code session, what would you tell me? I'm here. I'm Johnny every day. I said, I heard you're fabulous. What do you do?
Well, I'd first start asking you a couple of questions. I'd ask you first, why are you here? Or if you come to my Facebook page and you want to try a free sample, why are you here? Are you feeling emotional distress? Meaning it can be PTSD. It can be panic attacks. Could be anxiety attacks. Can be insomnia. I'm not sleeping. So those are not physical pains, but emotional distresses. Are you feeling that? Or are you feeling physical pain somewhere in your body? Are you feeling your hips are hurting you? You have a headache and you don't know why. You've had it for like 4 days, 5 days. I have a low back pain. I have the runs. I have diarrhea. I don't even know why. And I just keep having it. I can't get it to stop no matter what I do. Blah, 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 blah. That's the first question I'm going to ask you. And then I would ask, once you've decided which of those two it is, what's the pain level or the distress level, 1 to 10? 10 being the worst. Now that gives me something to work with.
Okay.
And then I would start working on you, and I would check to see if you have a heart wall first up. After I've got all of that information, I would check to see if you have a heart wall.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm gonna answer that question.
Yeah.
And then I suspect we'll be going into break any minute. And and there's break. So I'll answer that question when we get back. And then you can share with our listeners, by me as your guinea pig,
awesome,
the emotional code.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what's your emergency?
Okay.
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. Dr. Kevin is just getting ready to experience a session of emotional code. And Cheryl, you're doing these regularly on Facebook. I want you to post that link underneath it. So if you come to facebook.com/bydrkevin, you're going to see a link to her book, which somebody did comment on the Facebook line. I got a chance to check it on break. She said she had your book, Lori Powers Auto, and that she said it was wonderful. So you got a recommendation online for your book.
All right. I'd like
you. Post your book, post your website, and post your Facebook groups. And now I'm going to answer your question. So
my problem
that I would like to address is I have a right elbow that was injured a few months ago. And I have done massage, and I've done energy work, and I've done chiropractic, and I've done all sorts of different things to help with it. And it seems like it gets a little better, and then I realize something's tweaking it, and it gets a little worse. It can go from a pain level of sometimes 8 or 9 down to just, it's fine, and then I'll turn it or I'll tweak it, and then it will hurt, and I'll think it's getting better, and it acts up again. And, of course, it's the muscles on both sides of the elbow. It's not the actual elbow. So that's the physical pain. That's the kind of pain, you know, thing that it kind of goes through. And, you know, like right now, it doesn't hurt too much. There's a little twinge of pain in this one moment. But so part of what's going to happen is after we do this work, my big thing will be that over the next few days, I'm going to continue to post on my Dr. Kevin underneath this thing what how it's doing. Because like it's not in a 9, 8, 9 right now, but if I have 3 to 4 days of no pain, I'm going to be like happy dancing. Because I got to get back to workouts.
Yes.
So go ahead.
Yes, I get that. Okay. Let me see. You still with us?
I'm here. I'm here and anxiously awaiting.
Okay.
All of
so
your
what I'm
angelic
gonna
healing.
Let me just chime in. So let me just give you a little input about what I have to do, and then I'm going to tune right into you. With the emotion code, and it's emotion, not emotional. It's emotion code, and what we do with that is we. Actually, you have to have permission, and I have that from you, to tune into a person and connect to their subconscious. So even if somebody that, let's say, in a coma, I can tune into their subconscious and get permission from them as to whether or not they want me to be getting information to help them or not. And if you know, if they have family members, we have to get it from the family member. Pets, same thing. Animals, they also have a subconscious. You have to tap in and get permission to connect to a subconscious. So that's what I'm going to do with you. I am going to do that first up, and then I'll give you some more explanation. So what I'm going to do is very graciously ask permission to connect to Kevin Ross Emery's subconscious. I am asking lovingly to connect. My spirit team and divine source counsel is here with me to help. I am asking permission to connect. Connecting, I have connection. Okay, so when we get connection, what we're using with the emotion, with the kinesiology, are you familiar with kinesiology?
Yes,
and
I am.
Okay. You know, you're familiar with the arm then. If you press down on the arm, that's a yes. It stays really strong. It doesn't move. That's the body giving you a yes answer. And if the body, if the arm drops and it gets very weak, that's a no answer. Well, I use something because it's all hand positions with the emotion code. So I use something that's called the log roll. And it's the index finger and all of the other fingers are tucked underneath. And I use that as a representation of the arm. So I ask a question. If I get a yes, it stays solid, firm. If I get a no, the finger just absolutely drops. So that's how I am working with my clients and you right now. So I'm going to ask, at this time, does Kevin, before we even go into the elbow, does Kevin have a heart wall? Yes. I'm getting that you do have a heart wall. So I'm going to write that down and give you more. Heart wall. Okay. Is that what's contributing to Kevin's pain in his right elbow, on either side of his elbow? There's always a lot of pain. Normally, it's about an 8 or 9-ish, somewhere in that general vicinity. Right now, there's little pain, but generally, it's very high. Is that what's contributing, the trapped emotion in his heart wall, contributing to that pain? Yes, I'm getting a yes. Okay. So what I'm going to say to you is a heart wall, when someone has a heart wall, you have a field of energy around your heart that's 12 feet wide with nothing in it, just 12 feet around your body. When we create a heart wall, it's because there's a trauma that we went through of some kind, or if we have trapped emotion in the body, it's because we went through some kind of a trauma and we couldn't process it. So that's the whole point of the emotion code. Trapped emotion is in the body because we couldn't process something and it got stuck. So a heart wall is created by your subconscious when you've gone through, or a person has gone through something that was really difficult and they could not process, but not only what could they not process, it was very challenging, the trauma they went through. Like, I'll give you an example, children going through a divorce when their parents, and the child is only 5 years old. That's extremely difficult for a child. They don't know where to put all that emotion because they don't have emotion that they can understand yet. So that's just an example. The subconscious will create a heart wall around that child. And the way they do that is there is already trapped emotion in a person's body. What that subconscious is doing is shaving a little bit of energy off of the trapped emotions that are already in your body in different locations and dragging it literally up to the heart chakra. And now in layering, it is layering a wall in that 12-foot field. It's layering a wall of all these trapped emotion energies. And it can go much larger than 12 feet. A heart wall can be yards wide. It doesn't have to stop at the 12-foot mark. So that is how a heart wall is created, through trauma, and dragging energy from trapped emotion that's already in the body from something you experienced and couldn't process. So as I continue, where do we go? I'm going to ask. There's a flow chart, and unfortunately I can't show the flow chart, but there's a flow chart that we follow. There's two columns, column A, column B. Each column has 30 trapped emotions in it. And in each, there is six panels with five trapped emotions in each, and then there are six rows of organs. So we can decide, once your subconscious sends us to one of these two columns, A or B, which row are we going to find what organ was disrupted. That's how we use the magnets. That's one step further beyond the kinesiology work. So that's what I'm going to do right now, so you can follow what I'm saying. So I'm going to go right now to Kevin's elbow. Where are we going to help give him some relief from the heart wall that's created trapped emotion in his system and giving him pain in his right elbow? Where are we going? Is it in column B? No. Is it in column A? Yes. Okay. Is it in an odd row? Yes. Is it in row one? Yes. So row one, there are two organs in each one of the rows of organs. This one is heart and small intestine, and we find out at the end which of the two was disrupted. So as I continue, now I am looking at the flow chart while I'm working on you, and I'm asking your subconscious. We're in column A, row one, there's five trapped emotions. Which one is it? Is it abandonment? No. Is it betrayal? Yes. So I'm going to write that down, betrayal, and I'm going to ask, do we need more information? Yes. Okay. How old are you, Kevin? I need your age, sweetheart.
59.
Okay. So as we continue, is this something that took place before 50 years of age? Yes. Is it something that took place before the age of 40? Yes. Is it something that took place before the age of 30? Yes. Is it something that took place between 20 and 30? No. Okay. So it's something that took place between the age of 25 and 30. Yes. Okay. So between 25, something took place. So let's find out when. Is it the age 25? Is it the age 26? Yes. So around the age of 26, Kevin, something took place in your life that triggered a trauma of betrayal. It's an ish, but right around the age of 26, that you could not process, and it ended up being stuck. That's all it's telling you. Okay, so do I need more information for Kevin? No. Okay, can we release it? Yes. So I'm going to use the magnet in the governing meridian line. That begins between the nose and the lip, goes up over the crown and down your spine, down the back, to the tailbone. Now, when we're working on somebody remotely like this, same place, upper lip and the nose, up over the crown and down your neck, down the back of your neck. That is a perfect scenario because we've already placed the magnet in the field of energy where the governing meridian line is, and it is attached. It's the largest reservoir of energy in your body, and it's connected to every single one of the meridian lines in your body. So it's instantaneously, as soon as we put that magnet with the intention, we are lovingly releasing betray. We roll the magnet three times is all you need, but I do four. One, two, three, four. And then I ask, have we successfully released that trapped emotion from Kevin's body? I get a yes. And which of the two organs, now the two organs in this particular role were heart or small intestine. So which of the two were bumped or disrupted in Kevin? Was it his heart? No. Was it the small intestine? Yes. It's telling us that's where it was lodged, at the small intestine. So I'm going to continue. So as much time as we have, where are we going next to give him some relief in that right elbow? Is it in column B? No. Is it in column A? Yes. Is it in odd row? Yes. Is it in row one? Yes. I'm going to go faster now that I'm done explaining. So that's the heart, small intestine, A1, the trapped emotion we're looking for. Is it love unreceived? No. Is it lost? Yes. At some point in your life, you felt this. Now, trapped emotions are usually in our bodies many, many years. They usually start when we're a child, or when we are a child, and they just stay with us. And they continue to grow, meaning layering, layer upon layer. You can have more than the same trapped emotion many times over. So if you're 60 years old, let's say, you're going to have many trapped emotions in your body. The work that we're doing, there are at least 365 trapped emotions in any one person's body at any given time, one for every day of the year. And I can attest to that because I've been working on myself for a little over a year now since I started working on this. And now that I'm certified, I'm really going on it. I'm already over 400 and I'm not done. And that's not including the heart wall. I had a heart wall as well released. So there are many trapped emotions in our bodies and we all have them. So lost, do we need more information? No. Can we release it? Yes. So lovingly releasing. So I'm swinging and rolling the magnet up over the crown. Two. Three, four. Have we successfully released that trapped emotion from Kevin? Yes. And which organs were affected? Heart? Yes. As we continue, where are we going? Is it in column A? Nope. Is it in column B? Yes. Okay. Is it in even row? Yes. Is it in row two? Yes. So it's 2, 4, 6 for the even rows, 1, 3, 5 for the odd rows. When I say, is it an odd row? It's 1, 3, 5. If I ask if it is in an even row, it's 2, 4, or 6. So row two is a spleen or stomach. So let's continue. B2, the trapped emotions we're looking for. Is it failure? No. Is it helplessness? Yes. At some point in your life, you felt this and you couldn't process it. It got stuck. So let's ask, do we need more information? No. Can we release it? Yes. Lovingly releasing helplessness. 2, 3, 4. Have we successfully released that? Yes. And the organs affected in Kevin? Spleen? Yes. Okay, as we continue, where are we going? Is it in column A? No. Is it in column B? Yes. Okay. Is it an even row? Yes. Is it in row two? Yes. Okay, so that's spleen, stomach, and the trapped emotion we're looking for, B2. Is it low self-esteem? No. Is it lack of control? Yes. Lack of control somewhere in your life. Doesn't mean it happened yesterday or last month. It's sometime in your lifetime. Okay. Do we need more information? No. Can we release that? Yes. Lovingly releasing. 2, 3, 4. Have we successfully released that? Yes. And the organs affected? Spleen? Yes. Okay, I'm going to just keep going until we run out of time. Where are we going? Is this in column A? No. Is in column B? Yes. Is it an odd row? Yes. Is it a row one? Yes. So that's heart, small intestine. It's one or the other. So the organs that we're looking at, B1, is it effort unreceived? No. Is it heartache? Yes. These are just trapped emotions, heartache. Okay, do we need more information? No. Can we release that? Yes. Lovingly releasing heartache, 2, 3, 4. Have we successfully released that? And the organs affected in Kevin, heart? Yes. Okay, as we keep going, is it in column B? Yes. Is it an odd row? Yes. Is it in row one? Yes. Okay, so that's B1, that's heart, small intestine. B1, trapped emotion we're looking for. Is it vulnerability? Is it overjoy? Yes. And that's a very odd one, and I can read the definition for that, if you like, later. Overjoy. Do we need more information? No. Can we release that? Yes. Lovingly releasing overjoy, 2, 3.
So come to facebook.com/mydrkevin to read the results as I post how my elbow is doing. Cheryl, thank you for coming. Check out her book. It's been highly recommended. And we will see you next week on the first Thursday of the month with Matt Connerton and Matt Connerton Unleashed.
Thanks, Kevin.